I mean, we've always had, each week you had some media things you had to do, but obviously this is a Super Bowl, so things are a little bit heightened. I don't think anything's slowed down because I really don't think it's picked up. You know, our mindset's still the same. We want to win this game, but we have to go about it the right way.
People talk about experience in the Super Bowl, Pittsburgh having been there a couple times. Do you think that really matters at all, seeing like what the Saints did last year?
I don't. You know, I feel like, I mean, this is another game. Obviously, the venue's a little different. It's the biggest game, probably the most watched game of the year, but it's still a football game at the end of the day. And if we execute our game plan, we'll be pretty good.
PJ, did the coaches get on you at all about maybe holding the ball out a little bit?
Oh, definitely. It was all in fun. You know, it's one of those things where it works in your favor, it's all in fun. If it works against you, I mean, it's a problem. And it's one of those things, if you just told me to hold on to the ball, I kind of knew that. I wasn't really aware of where the quarterback was in relevance to myself, but, I mean, it worked out pretty fine. That's over with.
Talk about Big Ben and what you see out of him and how hard he is to get down.
Big Ben, I think, I mean, he makes that offense go, obviously. With him, it's kind of similar to Vic. Not the way he moves, it's the fact that he's not really so worried about beating the offensive lineman, you know. You worry about getting him down because you've seen guys bounce off him time and time again. He's a great quarterback, great arm, and his pocket awareness probably sets him apart.
What's the first Super Bowl you remember watching as a kid?
Wow. Oh, man. Probably one of those Cowboy Super Bowls, probably against the Bills.
How much can it help this offense going against you guys preparing for the Steelers game?
It can help us a lot. I feel that we run a similar scheme, depending on, you know, what down and distance is. I mean, we might do some things that are different, but for the most part, we run the same type of scheme.
PJ, how much, you know, going around the city, do you know how much this going to a Super Bowl means to the people of Green Bay? Have you noticed that?
I've noticed it. I mean, everywhere I go, it seems like everyone has an NFC Championship shirt on or hat, you know. I understand the love that they have for this team, and I'm just happy that we could bring some success to this team, and hopefully we can finish it off.
National attention. Has your life changed much since Sunday?
No, my life hasn't changed much. You know, I got a few more text messages, a few more calls, but I mean, that's what happens when you make it to one of the two games left of the year. I mean, a lot of people are watching. You know, I think about it pretty often. You know, the fact that we're in the Super Bowl, but I try to let the moment take a hold to me. You know, I just try to grasp it and just enjoy it. I mean, a lot of people don't have this opportunity. I'm one of the fortunate ones to have it, so I'm just trying to enjoy the moment. That's actually one of the things Coach was trying to stay away from. You know, he didn't want us to do anything different. Whatever you do on a normal Wednesday is what you want to do today, and I'll continue that until we leave for Dallas. It has. I have respect for the Pittsburgh Steelers, and I've been a football fan since I could walk. I know the type of success they had out there. They got great management, a great coach, and they have great players, obviously.
DJ Southout from ESPN. We're doing a comparison of the two defenses.
Right.
And I was talking to Dick Wilbo in Pittsburgh early in the week, and he said the main difference between what they do and what you do is you. So that was the key, was your ability to clog up the middle and be active and athletic. What is your reaction to that?
Dick LeBeau's a great coach. He's a great player. He knows the game. So I appreciate that that comment. But, you know, we have a lot of great players on this defense. You know, the thing I like about it the most is that our matchups, our ability to cover. You know, sometimes we can go in our sub package, we can play that a whole game. Or if a team wants to run the ball a little bit more, we go to our OP package and have some success. So I think our ability to match up in coverage gives us an advantage a lot of the time.
And your ability, now they've seen your ability to drop back into coverage,
right,
and that interception. Describe that particular play call by your coach, Don Case.
Well, yeah, we were running a cover two zone type of scheme, and I'm coached, you know, step to the center as if I'm rushing. If the running back were to run to the flat, we have a rolled up corner over there, cover two, so I don't have to run to the flat. But on that particular play, I believe we ran a Texas route, so I kind of had him in coverage, and I saw my opportunity to try to make the most of it.
Now that they've seen it, think they'll see it in the Super Bowl?
You have to talk to Dom about that. You know, I don't really know, but hopefully they run it. Hopefully they have the same success.
Why are you able to do to run that particular play, that particular defense? What is it about your skill set, your athletic ability that allows you to perform that?
I believe Dom trusts my instincts. He knows, I mean, I have pretty swivel hips for a big guy, and pretty nimble feet, and I think that was one of the reasons that drew him to me my draft year. You know, I think his ability and trust in me allows me to play free and make some plays.
Thank you.
All right.
Nice to meet you.
You too.
Just switching up a little bit, what impresses you most playing alongside Matthews?
Oh, man, to be honest with you, his ability, his play awareness. I mean, a lot of times we'll be out there and he'll look at me and BJ, they're running this way. We're running this way. So it allows me to play to that side as opposed to having just to play honest, not knowing where the play is going. His ability to just know his studying habits, his discipline allows us to be successful because he knows a lot of time where the play is going.
Do you have any idea how much that is shaped by the family that he comes from? His father, his uncle, his grandfather, cousins, NFL?
Oh, yeah. I mean, I don't mean to be cliche, but the apple doesn't fall too far from the tree. You know, I met his dad. His dad's a great player. Probably be a future Hall of Famer. His uncle's a future Hall of Famer. So, I mean, usually that's enough to give you some inner drive as a player, but Clay has tremendous ability. We all know that. But what sets him apart from most guys is his studying habits.